Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
Rimmel, there might be sun coming out. There might be sun. Friend of the show, Dan Tracy, says it's clearing up to the west. So we got that going for us.
Perfectly for the drive home.
I was going to say for the final two or three holes. Pace is moving pretty well considering there's 26 foursomes.
They're playing best ball, right?
I believe so. I don't know how many foursomes are out there. I think there were 26.
Yeah, I love playing that best ball, though. It raises your confidence.
You can get up on the box. You can just rip it. And wherever it goes, it's not a big deal as long as someone's got it out in the middle of the fairway.
Yeah, when I'm golfing, I work the fringes pretty well. It's rare when I get that perfect layup, a 100-yard shot to the green. But I played a little last weekend though, got in the swing of things, and being out here really makes me want to get back out there.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'll be hitting the links tomorrow, hopefully after a show that I'm doing on Saturday afternoon, and. Playing in an outing next Tuesday on the road. So looking forward to getting out and playing a little bit more golf here as the weather finally starts to turn.
I'm going to feel a little spoiled, though, looking at this golf course, and I'm playing at my local Muni. It won't look as nice as what we've been surrounded by
today. Yeah, I could have these guys come over and give me a little lawn care lesson here at Barrington Golf Club. It is pristine. It is in fantastic shape. And everybody having a great time out here at the Browns Foundation 16th Annual Golf Tournament here at Barrington Golf Club. Jason Gibbs, Andrew Gribble, we are in for Nathan Zagura and Matt Wilhelm, who are out on the course. We've got some Browns news coming up at the top of the hour. You'll also hear from John Hughes and Joe Hayden. Ted Ginn Sr. going to join us as well. Earlier this morning, before he teed off, we speak of a lot of the Browns players. Over 25 of them are here today golfing. Craig Robertson is one of them, and he was anticipating having a pretty good day out on the links. Here's a guy that's had a pretty busy spring, and getting ready for what should be a very busy fall as well. Here's what Craig Robertson had to say earlier today.
Now, are you one of the golfers that do you like to talk a little trash on the golf course? Have you and your teammates been mixing it up here as we get into today's golf outing?
Not really too much now because you don't know who your team is. So it's kind of hard to mix it up. And somebody might have a team that shoots 20 under and you can't even compete. But we all have little side things with each other.
Do you get much time to golf at all during the offseason? Or where would you put yourself in the team's ranking of guys who are golfing as much as maybe you do?
Ranking? I'd probably say I'm top 10. But I don't really get to golf until I come up here. When I'm at home, I'm more hanging out. It's a lot to do in Texas, especially during the winter because we can do some stuff. And so, I just kind of do it all. And I've been away from my family for so long. Then when I get home, I just kind of want to spend time with my family and friends.
What did you and the family do in the off season? Go anywhere special? Do anything fun?
Actually, I got married.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And then we traveled. Me and my wife went to Cozumel for our honeymoon. We went to Miami. We went to, a couple places, really. L.A. Just traveling. She likes to travel. I like to travel. My daughter, she's tagging along. So, it's just fun. It's time to enjoy actually having free time.
Best wedding gift you got?
My agent got me my wife said it was the best, a Tiffany's flower vase. It was sweet. We don't even have any flowers in it because it's so nice. I wouldn't tell him that, though. But, that was the best wedding gift by far.
I know you had a great offseason, but how much, after what you were able to do last season, how much were you raring to get back here to get started with this offseason workout program?
You can ask Jimmy O how many text messages you got. As soon as we got our playbook, and I was like, dude, I'm ready to get back started. But that's just the fire you have as a competitor to try to get better at what you're already, good at what you know. And, this is a lot of our first time in the same system. And to have that ability to grow that second year is a huge jump. And, you'll be that much smarter, that much quicker in the same defense.
How much different it was that first day maybe this year than maybe compared to last year when you guys are coming in with these new guys?
The pin wasn't moving as fast, I'll tell you that. The first day last year, it's like everything you felt like he said you had to write down. I mean, he was like, we're going to do these three things. And he'll say those three things one time, but you got it written down in bold, underlined, but it was just something he said. But now it's like, okay, cool. I can just write this down. I don't have to write this down, but I can write this down. So it's a different mindset when it comes to something that you already know and all you do.
Jason Gibbs, Andrew Gribble, joined by Craig Robertson out here at Barrington Country Club, site of the Cleveland Browns Foundation Charity Golf Outing. How nice is it, you know, Andrew mentioned it, with Jim O'Neill and his staff back, having the same staff for a second year in a row and not undergoing any changes or, you know, anything along those lines?
Best thing for an athlete is to have the same thing, you know, where you don't have too much change and you can find the change within yourself. Because that's where growth comes. If you keep changing, you'll never have growth.
What was it like to kind of watch the draft and see this defense, which you guys are coming off a good year, but get just so many more new players and maybe facilitate more competition this season for you guys?
To be honest, I watched the draft, but not really. I mean, I just kind of hear, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, just to hear that our defense would be stronger, it's one thing to draft and think your defense is going to be stronger. It's nothing to actually see it. So, I mean, the draft doesn't always necessarily mean that something's going to be stronger, but we're going to have the right pieces to make the moves to have a strong defense.
How do you what do you think of the new guys so far from what you've seen?
I like them. You know, they're quiet, laid back, no out-of-the-front guys, you know, front runners. That's one thing you hate to see from a young guy. A guy that runs his mouth, and I mean, we don't have any of those. And I mean, that's great for my rookie class, from already. So, we'll see how they are in a couple of weeks, and they start to settle in a little bit.
It just seems like the defensive line in particular is set to be just a lot better and maybe more healthier than they were last year. How does a stronger defensive line just benefit the entire defense for you guys?
That's where it starts. You win the game in the trenches, and I mean we had a strong defensive line last year. We just had some injuries. So, I mean, we're going to be stronger, but as a defense, not necessarily as a defensive line. So, I mean, I'm excited to see, you know, the competition, which is going to make everyone on the defense, on the team, better. And that's what I'm excited to see.
What do you think of the new uniforms? And what's your favorite combo?
White jersey, orange pants. That's my favorite. I just like it because we haven't had orange pants, and the white jerseys are my favorite to me. The numbers are big on the back, but, I mean, it's cool, though.
I'll ask you, too, about some of the veteran guys that have been added to this team as well. I mean, Tremont Williams, Randy Starks, what do those guys bring to a locker room for you?
Man, same kind of presence Carlos had when he got here. Like, those are guys that been there, done that. You got a question? Go talk to them. You know, they're always willing to talk, no matter first year, 10th year. It doesn't matter. You know, it's not an age thing with those guys. And they want to see us win, and they want to see us be successful.
What's the biggest key to the defense having success in 2015?
Stopping the run. Point in, point blank, stopping the run. We stopped the run. We already had the best pass defense in the league. We stopped the run. There we go.
Coach O'Neill mentioned it last week at rookie minicamp. He said, we gave up, I think it was 90-some plays of 8 yards or more. Is that the biggest thing, is stopping the big runs?
Well, the big runs come about when you don't necessarily do your job. I think half of our rushing yards came off big plays, off those 96 big plays, and we can't have that. If we just cut that in half, it's a totally different defense.
Now, Craig, you kind of got to the NFL the hard way. The Browns just added eight guys that made it via tryout. What kind of advice do you have for those players that are going in trying to make this 53-man roster through that hard route like that?
Don't listen to the media. I had Tony Grossi was like, oh, you're a 0.0001% chance of making the team, and then I made the team. And he's like, so tell me, who are you? And that was my first interview, and I'm like, come on, man, like, this is an exciting time for me, and you're asking me who I am. And, I mean, I just don't listen to anything. Just go in and work on your craft. But, I mean, for the guys on the team, those are the guys you need to be worried about, because they got nothing to lose. I mean, guys, I would have ran through a brick wall to put on a Browns uniform. I know those eight guys are the same way.
I was going to say, you mentioned don't listen to the media. So much of the national media in the offseason, everything going on from, you know, what was going on with Johnny and his, you know, his struggles and with some of the other guys. But, I mean, you know, is it one of those that you just got to block that stuff out?
Can't listen to the media. The media always doesn't have the correct story. Johnny's fine. Johnny's great. Johnny's a fantastic teammate. Hear that, media? Fantastic teammate. But at the same time, I don't listen to the media because they can say, oh, Craig Robinson, I saw him at the mall. He's 6'5". No, I'm not. I'm 6 foot. You know what I'm saying? But people, oh, my God, how did he do that? He got a growth spurt, da-da-da-da. And it'll just float around and change a million times. Doesn't matter. All you do as a player, you control what you control, and that's it.
Do you just notice a bigger confidence within those walls of that building, even with the way the season ended last year, but just knowing you guys have a lot to build on?
No doubt. I mean, we had confidence last year, to be honest. I mean, our confidence last year, just in my years of being here, I've never seen the confidence that we had. But once we start getting things rolling, that confidence thing will spike even more. So, I mean, that's what where we're trying to get, where we got all guys on the team have that same confidence spike.
Craig Robertson, appreciate the time. Hit him straight today. Have a great time, man, and we appreciate the time as always.
Appreciate it.
Craig Robertson, a guy that a couple years ago struggled in the Rob Chudzinski, Dick Geron defense. Last year, thriving in the Mike Pettine, Jim O'Neill defense. And back for this year and expecting big things from him, Andrew.
Yeah, he just produced, and really his presence along with Chris Kirksey really helped alleviate the sting that was losing Carl Stansby for that stretch at the end of the season. He just made a lot of tackles. He's a really productive player, and he's coming back, and that's a reason why – he's a main reason why you didn't see the Browns do much at inside linebacker this offseason. Really, you add Hayes Pillard to that group, but really they're sticking with what they got because I think they're confident in what that position group has produced, and then they're very confident in Carl Stansby being at the end of his career but still playing at a high level.
Yeah, expecting a lot of big things from him and that linebacking core. They've got a little more depth, and we will see what happens on the defensive side of the ball here in 2015.
Yeah, you know, I think, as Craig said, they've been confident for a while now, and I think it's starting to come around where outside the building people are starting to say, hey, that Browns defense might be pretty good coming in this year. The offense has some question marks, but the defense, really, if they can just, you know, move from 32nd to 16th in run defense, just think how much better that defense can be and how much it will keep the offense in games.
We are just minutes away from some big Browns news that we will get to. We'll also hear from John Hughes in hour two, Ted Ginn Sr. in hour two, and Browns defensive back Joe Hayden. Jason Gibbs, Andrew Gribble, in for Nathan Zagura and Matt Wilhelm. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live from Barrington Golf Club in the Cleveland Browns 16th Annual Golf Tournament on ESPN 850 WKNR.